UGC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Montego Bay Convention Center, located in Rose Hall, Montego Bay, and built by the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, is the first of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean. In today's program, we tell you more about this multi-purpose facility. I'm Lorraine Mendez for producer and Dewey James Sawyers. Stay with us. The Montego Bay Convention Center opened its doors on January 7, 2011 to facilitate the hosting of the premier marketing event of the Caribbean hospitality industry, Caribbean Marketplace. The function was held from January 20 to 24. Since then, the center has been the preferred location for several events, including weddings, conferences, expos, and family reunions. For the first time in its 31-year history, the Caribbean Cable and Telecommunications Association, CCTA, held its annual international conference on the island. The three-day meeting was held in two locations, Hilton Rose Hall Resort and, of course, the Montego Bay Convention Center. The CCTA represents cable and telecommunications providers throughout the Caribbean and the programmers, software and hardware suppliers that support their activities. But what does an event like this mean for the Montego Bay Convention Center?
Winning an international tender for an international event does spotlight Jamaica and the Montego Bay Convention Center. And once an international event has been, then they talk to their other counterparts, and that helps promote us.
General Manager of the Montego Bay Convention Center, Diti Guise. How does the Montego Bay Convention Center secure international events?
We really go after a lot of competitive procurement bids. What that means is a lot of these international businesses send out RFPs. So we make sure that we're connected to these companies. We receive the ones that we know can fit our facility. We bid against other countries, not other facilities for the international market. This process can take months, or it could take a couple of years, because the international business does book 3, 4, 5 years out. So we really do have to go through an RFP process.
Once the center is shortlisted, a site visit by the organizers of the event usually follows.
Then after the site visit, we can go to them to do a presentation to their board. And once we have all of that done, then we have to wait for them to decide whether Jamaica, not just Montego Bay Convention Center, is ideal for their conference. And they have to take into effect the hotels, what Jamaica has to offer in the way of entertainment, restaurants, and how easy it is to get through to the airport. Being that Jamaica is a destination island for tourism, now that we have a convention center, you will find that the people that are attending the conventions and the conferences might bring their spouses and their children, which also enhances the tourism side of the package.
What's next for the Montego Bay Convention Center?
We do have some other international conferences coming in. Pretty soon we'll be hosting the annual Global Student Business Plan, and also the Jamaica Diaspora Conference is coming back in 2015, which is a good thing for us because, you know, when a client repeats, it gives us good references. We do have a few others that we're working on. 2017, believe it or not, is shaping up to be a pretty good year. We've got three massive conferences that would hold in the whole of the complex that's coming in back to back. And as the years go on, there'll be more and more happening at the Montego Bay Convention Center.
General Manager of the Montego Bay Convention Center, Diti Guise. For more information on the Montego Bay Convention Center, visit their website at mabaycenter.com. Or call 622-9330-2. Now for our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the Montego Bay Convention Center was named the Caribbean's leading meetings and conference center for the second consecutive year at the World Travel Awards in 2012? To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor, Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.